Well, LaSalle's NBL tips off 2023 season. Next Thursday, it's creeping up so fast on everybody. It runs for 15 rounds up and down the country before the final series takes place in late July. And one team looking to improve upon last year's top six finish is one pretty dear to us here in the Hawke's Bay area. And that, of course, is the Bay Hawks. And joining us now is the general manager for that particular franchise, Jared Kenny. G'day, Jared. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
No, no problem at all. Jared, over a decade as a player, what spurred you into the CEO role or the general manager role?
I'm still planning on playing, so my career is not quite over, and I don't know if it's a good decision now that I'm in the middle of it, trying to play and do the general manager role. But it was more just a case of circumstances came about, and kind of winding down my playing career, and was an opportunity for me to move off the court into the front office. And I've been here a long time and passionate about this team and this community. So for me, it was a chance to try and take the bull by the horns and see what I could make of it.
How do you split your time then in terms of that?
We might have just heard the siren going off. I'm actually at training at the moment. So I just quickly stepped off to the sideline to talk to you guys. But, you know, we train in the morning and the evening, so I get up, do the general manager role for a bit, head off to training for an hour or two, come back, do the general manager role, and then back to training as a player in the evening. But I actually find it quite good, that break in the general manager role and getting doing some physical activity and moving the body and getting the blood flowing. When I come back to doing all the front office stuff again, my mind's quite fresh and I'm kind of rejuvenated a bit.
Jared, of course, Pettigrew Green Arena is home for the Bay Hawks. It is very, very close to some of the areas heavily impacted by the cyclone. How did your base come through?
No, we were lucky actually that Pettigrew was fine and survived the flooding. Across the road though at EIT, they were just a little bit lower and they were severely affected by the flood water. So for us, it was a bit of a blessing. I think if we had lost Pettigrew and the stadium had got water in it, that might be season ending for us. So it was a big break.
Jared, with that in mind, the cyclone and the impact of the cyclone, of course, in the Hawke's Bay area, this will be, I think, one of the first big sporting events that sort of resumes the basket. Were you conscious of what it means to people in the area as a bit of a relief?
Yeah, very much so. We spend a bit of time discussing and talking about whether it was appropriate to go ahead with the season and whatnot at the time when it occurred. And obviously, our naming right sponsor, Taylor Corp, they were severely affected. So, you know, we kind of had all these conversations and we kind of came to the conclusion that word you used, relief. You know, we had a pre-season game last weekend and it was great to see people come in, raise some money for the Cyclone Relief Fund and just put smiles back on faces and give people that escape from, I guess, what they're dealing with every day. So for us, we are very aware of the effect that we have on the community and we just want to try and provide something positive for them to come along and enjoy.
One of the interesting things about the role that you've got, of course, is you're basically hiring teammates and negotiating with teammates, which I would imagine makes it quite an interesting thing. How have you found that?
Yeah, it's a different dynamic. The direction I've kind of gone with it is we hired a head coach and he is responsible for the building of the team and the hiring and what value he places on each individual financially, I guess. So for me as a teammate, I'm kind of taken out of that equation. Obviously, I have had to deal with the contracts and whatnot, but for me it was more I don't want to be involved in the selection or whatnot of the team, because that's not my role as the general manager. My role is to organise things, get everything in place so that the head coach can worry about doing his job, which is coaching.
Well, the head coach that you have appointed as a franchise is Everard Bartlett, of course, who has a very fond memory of being a Bay Hawks player.
Yeah, he does. He does. And that selection process was quite a difficult one. we went back and forth on a number of guys, and we ended up selecting Everard, and I think we've made the right choice. You know, he's local. He knows what it is to be a Hawk. He's had success as a Hawk, and he's had success personally in his own basketball career. So, you know, he's been doing a great job pre-season, and obviously we kick off next week, so only time will tell.
Every now and then I'm out and about around the Hawke's Bay area, and sometimes that coincides with watching kids as they go to school and driving past. There's a lot more young kids carrying basketballs and rugby balls these days. The growth of the sport is amazing.
It is. I believe it was, or it still is, the fastest growing sport in New Zealand, and I think it's even the most participated sport in New Zealand now. So the game is definitely growing. There are numbers at the grassroots level. So it's great to see, you know, and we're just trying to have an effect on that by what we do, going into schools, coaching these kids, trying to upskill them and upskill the community, and just make sure that love for the game grows.
Jared, goals for the season. Mentioned last year, top six. So I would imagine higher aspirations this time around.
Yeah, I think obviously it's semi-professional, professional sport. You're always trying to win it. For us, that's our goal. We want to win it, but we do see that as being kind of the cream on the crop. You know, we have a lot of good young local players that we want to see develop here in Hawke's Bay and take the next step to be professional basketballers. So that's something we're passionate about and working on as well. But yeah, we would like to go a couple of steps further and win it.
You made a very interesting and early signing. You managed to lure Jordan Nartai away from the Saints. How's he fitting in?
Oh, great. Jordan is he's been awesome since he's been here. He stepped into that leadership role and kind of exactly what we envisioned for him, he's done so far. We kind of signed him as an import. In our eyes, he is an import quality player, and it was an easy decision for us to try and bring someone of his calibre here. And we know what his character is like, we know what his work ethic's like, and we obviously know what he can do on the court.
So tell us in general about your squad compared to last year, your comings and goings apart from Jordan Nartai.
Yeah, we've got a couple of new faces. We've got a young fella, Josh, who's come up from Wellington. Hard, he plays hard. He's a physical player. We've got another guy, Denham, come down from Auckland. Athletic, can shoot the ball. We've got Hiram Harris back. Ethan's back. Darone's back. Jordan Hunt's back. And we've got a couple of young boys that have been in the squad for a few years now. Kobe, Jacob Murphy, we've got Lamore, and myself. So we've got a good mix of experience, youth. But I think the main thing that I've enjoyed is that we've got a lot of guys that are hungry, that have goals to further their basketball careers. So it's been great to see them come every day and do not only what we ask of them, but also putting in the extras and doing their own stuff.
So what is the Everard Bartlett style of basketball? What is that going to show us from the Bayhawks this year?
Oh, I think you'll see us a lot more aggressive and intense defensively. We'll be up the court pressuring, we'll be into the ball a lot more, making it difficult for teams to run their systems. Offensively, you'll see a bit of both from us. You'll see us running and pushing the ball and transitioning the fast break. But at times you'll also see us executing in the half court and making sure we get a good shot.
First up, Franklin Bulls. Tell us about the research you've been doing on them.
Yeah, they're a bit of a new team. They've got a new coach, a few new players come in. Obviously, with their coach Ben Breaker's assistant coach, we've done a little bit of scouting, and they do run a lot of Breaker's sets. And I know Daniel from discussions with him about certain things, and I know he's very defensive-minded, so, you know, we're preparing for them to be aggressive defensively and try and put us on the back foot.
How do you scout imports? I mean, they've got Ricky McGill and Jamal Brantley, the older brother of Jarrell, of course. How do you scout imports?
That's a great question. I think it's a combination of a lot of things. Obviously, having played the game and interacted with a number of imports helps. There's obviously the video footage these days is amazing, and it's a lot easier to find video on players, and not just highlights, but full game videos where you can kind of judge everything from their offense, defense, their interaction with teammates, how they behave on the bench, their attitude, things like that. So that's a big part of it. And then obviously just references and talking to other coaches and other leagues and franchises around the world and how they've found players and whatnot.
Okay. You've got a pretty tough first couple of days in the league, actually, or a couple of nights, because you just get over Thursday, and then, of course, you head to Wellington to take on the Saints. And that'll be Jordan Naitai's first game against his old club, of course. Kyle Adnam is back in the league playing for the Saints. How do you think Coach Bartlett will look to compete with that backcourt matchup there?
Yeah, it's a tough start for us. You know, obviously Franklin are going to be a good game up there, and then to get on the plane the next day and fly to Wellington and fly probably and play against probably one of our biggest rivals, I think. So, and obviously Jordan's return. I think Jordan's return being early in the season is great. There won't be all that anxiety. You won't be thinking about it for a long time. But I know Ev is putting a game plan together, and obviously they are very talented, but I think we have quite a physically dominant team. So I think, you know, we'll be looking at taking advantage of them in some of those small guards in the post.
Just on from an administrative point of view, are you happy with the level of interest back here in the Bay with the reliability and the faithfulness of your sponsors, etc., and the memberships?
Yeah, no, I mean, this is my first season at it, and a lot of things are very new to me, but the support we have down here is amazing. Guys that you see on the sideline year after year supporting us. It has been a little bit harder since the cyclone, and obviously a lot of people have been affected in many different ways. So it was tough going there for a while, and we're not quite out of it yet, but the fans, you know, coming along to pre-season game, the excitement is back for the Hawks to play again, and I know a lot of people are looking forward to it.
Well, you've got a challenging role, Jared. It's been wonderful catching up with you. Wish you all the best in both avenues, actually, as you look to continue your playing career and start out on the administrative side of it. It's not you're not the only one. Dylan Boucher, of course, we know where he's ended up. Mika Vekona is involved too with the Franklin Bulls. So there's a bit of a trend developing there.
Yeah, there is. There is, and it wasn't something I was conscious of. Moving in that direction, but like I say, an opportunity presented itself, and we'll just keep moving forward from there.
Good on you, Jared. Nice to catch up with you. All the best to the start of the season, and thanks for your time.
No, much appreciated. Thank you for having me.